Hi, I'm Anu Zoshi and I'm part of the Family Wealth Planning Group here at Abbott Stringham & Lynch. You might have heard in the news that as part of the new Tax Reform Act, the gift and estate tax exemption has increased significantly. The amount is now $11.18 million. What this means is that a single individual would have to own assets of more than $11 million before he or she would owe estate taxes. If it's a married couple, they have to own assets of more than $22 million. Another news item that has been fairly popular is you might have heard about rich and famous people like Aretha Franklin and Prince who died without leaving any will. And this caused a lot of issues with locating the assets and the distribution of their assets. So after hearing about these two things, you may be wondering, okay, I am not rich and famous and I don't have assets more than $11 million. So I don't really need an estate plan. Well, I'm going to clear that misconception through this podcast today. I'm going to focus on the top five non-tax reasons to have an estate plan. So let's cover all of them. Reason number one, dividing your wealth. So this is the first reason and probably the most important. Who do you want your wealth to go to? What, where, when, and how? So how would you go about doing this? What you'll need to do is you will need a will. This document will answer all these questions listed above. It can cover all the assets you have, something as small as a car to a family heirloom, any piece of real estate, bank accounts that you have, etc. You will also name the executor of your estate. This is the person who will be responsible to carry out your wishes according to the will. If you die without leaving a will, the law of the state in which you live will control the disposition of your assets. This can have some unintended results. Your children from a prior marriage may get excluded as an example. The other problem with not having a will is that the process of distribution of the assets just becomes much more longer. Second reason, managing probate. You will need to set up a trust along with a will to avoid the whole probate process. So what is probate? Probate is a court-supervised process to protect the rights of creditors and beneficiaries and to ensure the orderly and timely transfer of assets. The complexity and the duration of this probate process depends on the size of your estate as well as the state law. Not only is this a costly process, it is also a public process. What this means is that, almost everyone comes to know what assets you own, who are getting them, along with other things. So I believe no one wants that kind of result. So consider setting up a trust along with a will. Third reason, protect your well-being. A good estate plan will not just have a will and a trust, but will also have health directives as well as financial POAs. So let's say that if you get incapacitated for whatever reason, there is a trusted family member or a friend who can act on your behalf, rather than some stranger making the decision for you. Fourth reason, it provides a compass. So with an estate plan, which includes a will and a trust and all these POAs that we talked about, you can achieve a variety of objectives. So like for example, if you have minor children, you can name a guardian in your will in the event of your premature death. Without this provision, it's the court who decides this. And I think no parent would want that to happen, where their minor kids are concerned. So that kind of, gains a lot of importance. Another example that I can think of is that having a trust in place will protect your assets from creditors. So how you do this is that the trust will have certain provisions such that the creditors won't be able to get to your assets. And so you basically set up a trust that's specifically designed for this purpose. Reason number five. You can also have a letter of instructions in your estate plan. And what it'll do is it's basically listing your wishes about numerous matters. It can be things like, your burial arrangements. How do you want the funeral to be? It can be an inventory of assets. It can be location of those assets. It can also include, who is the first person that should be contacted in case something happens to you. So now that we've covered the need of the estate plan, I hope I have convinced you that it applies almost to everybody and not just the rich and famous. So, you know, do not delay any longer. We are here to help. If you have any questions about the process, do reach out to us at the Family Wealth Planning Group here at ASL.